This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we launch into the second hour of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
Hi, Will. So,
sorry.
Star Wars, it is almost that time. The Last Jedi, the second sequel to the original trilogy, sort of so the middle movie of the new trilogy, is coming out this week. The box office, well, obviously it hasn't hit the box office technically, but they're expecting it's going to rake in like $250 million on its first weekend, which would be a pretty much close to record-setting number.
Even if it was terrible, it would do amazing, though.
Oh, I mean, come on.
And it's getting great reviews. If you go to RottenTomatoes.com, I don't know which ones have the spoilers and which ones don't, but 93% of their reviewers are saying this is a fresh movie, this is good. They're saying it is almost as good as The Empire Strikes Back.
Wow.
Almost. So lots of accolades so far for the new film. What is it, coming out Thursday night? I honestly don't know what the date is. Friday, yeah, Thursday night.
Again, probably. Though, I mean, it could literally be 2 hours of Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford farting on screen.
Harrison Ford is... Oh, I guess we shouldn't spoil the last movie for you, but...
Oh, that's right.
I don't expect he's going to be back.
No, he's not.
One.
That's right. He got killed in the previous one.
And Carrie Fisher really did die during the filming. So we'll see what happens.
That is the most inappropriate laugh ever.
Well, I mean, it was like the most inappropriate comment. It's like, Han died, and Carrie Fisher actually died.
Well, she did.
That's true.
And they do have a way of bringing dead people back now for Star Wars,
I know, right?
As we learned on the most recent episode, the prequel one that they did. Okay. Rogue One, was it? Rogue One?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, where they actually had Peter... What's the actor's name?
Mayhew?
No, it's something else. Peter somebody. Anyway, the guy who acted as Grand Moff Tarkin or Maul Tarkin, I don't know the guy's name, but he was a computer-generated character throughout the entire movie, and Renee got fooled by it. So
Cushing.
Yeah, Peter Cushing. It was very, very, very well done. And so maybe they're going to do that with Princess Leia this time around. Who knows? I guess we'll find out. I imagine some of these reviews address that question, but like I said, I have not actually read.
That confused Peter Mayhew as Chewbacca.
There you go. So, Star Wars is back, but the video game has been out now for, what, a couple few weeks? I know it's been being played over on Twitch.
Well, I think they've been beta testing it. Well, I don't know if the official version has been released yet. I know that it's been available for pre-sale.
Okay. I've definitely seen people playing it on Twitch. And
yeah,
it looks
they've had it
amazing.
Online. You could play it online.
Yeah, like a freebie or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, the game looks absolutely incredible. But, Johnson, you were saying the company that makes it is a terrible company, EA. And
well, the company
Electronic
that's
Arts.
Funding it, I guess. They're like a development company. They're I don't know exactly what EA does. They're like a production house. It's sort of like...
And they send it to a developer.
Yeah. So, like, if you were to compare it to the movie industry, you know, you would say that Miramax would not be the people that make the movies.
Okay.
But they are the ones who fund it. They're the studio.
Got it.
Well, EA is kind of like the studio. So it's not necessarily EA who's making the game, but they're the money behind it, and they do some very horrible things to games.
Tell me about what's going on. Why are gamers upset about the new Star Wars Battlefront 2 game?
Well, gamers had complained in recent days that it takes huge amounts of time or money to unlock features in Star Wars Battlefront 2. Regulators in Belgium, meanwhile, are looking at whether the game constitutes a form of gambling. Some Star Wars fans who paid roughly $60 to buy Battlefront 2 were upset to find that optional charges were built into the game that can cost them hundreds more.
Whoa!
We hear you loud and clear.
It's a $60 game probably right out the gate.
Yeah, that's what they just said, yeah.
Right.
We hear you loud and clear, so we're turning off all in-game purchases. Said Oscar Gabrielsen, the general manager of the unit of gaming giant Electronic Arts. That developed Battlefront 2. We will now spend more time listening, adjusting, balancing, and tuning. The only reason why they're doing that, because the outcry on this was
huge.
Massive.
This is a huge game.
Yeah. I mean, and they had it out in beta testing, too. So, very potentially, EA could stand to have all these people testing the game say, nah, we're not going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that the only reason why they're adjusting at all is because they made the tactical error of releasing it in advance. They would have loved to have just let people buy this game and then probably just not done anything about it. This is my.
I see what you're saying. You're saying if they had just released the game and you had to pay for it to play it,
right.
That they would have been like, nah, we got your money.
Yeah, we got your money already, and now you want to play more, pay us more.
I see.
Well, they're saying,
pay up, sucker.
They're saying like that's the new way that games are being developed now.
Microtransactions.
Like, they basically build half the game,
right.
And then. While you're trying to work your way through like the first quarter of gameplay, mm-hmm. they finish developing and building all the rest of the pieces, right. And then they sell you the rest of the game a piece at a time.
But that's not the problem. So I'm going to continue. Fans were angry because Battlefront 2 essentially gave players a choice. They could spend a huge number of hours collecting in-game credits to unlock new features and cooler characters, or pay real money to get them instantly.
Right.
In the gaming world, this is called pay to win. It's not unusual, but the format has typically been used in mobile games that are free to download. Some gamers calculated that it would take 6 years of playing 2 hours a day to unlock all the features in Battlefront 2 without handing over any real money.
That's awesome, though. That's what I want as a gamer, yo. Like, I'm tired of playing, Morrowind was awesome.
This would not
but
be fun gameplay.
Morrowind was awesome, but Skyrim took 15 minutes. You know, I mean, that's the third, the next one after, like, two games after Morrowind in that series. So I would love to have a game that it took me 6 years to beat instead of, like, 2 days.
Well, how much do you think it cost you to not have to pay? Or not have to play for the 6 years at 2 hours a day.
So the idea is just let's paint the picture a little more here. You would unlock all the characters, so like you don't start with Darth Vader. You have to unlock him.
You do actually.
Oh, I had heard that the big name characters you have to unlock, like Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader.
As far as I know, but maybe that's not true. And two,
I've watched some of these people playing it on Twitch, and I've heard them complaining about it. So I could be wrong about that, but it's my understanding that like you have to earn your way to Luke Skywalker.
Okay.
You have to, or you buy Luke Skywalker.
Maybe that's true. The second one.
So the first one
you just started. Right
with we're talking about the second one.
Yeah.
We're talking about Battlefront 2. And so you would unlock all the characters, you'd unlock whatever, you know, weapons and bonuses. You're asking, what would that cost? They've calculated it?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess $500.
Over $2,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
So this is a quote here. It's a complete ripoff, and the multiplayer is rigged for whoever is willing to spend more money, one gamer said on Twitter last week. It's designed to make you spend more money after buying. And here's the other thing. I do know a little bit about this because I have played the beta. If you were to buy some of these, not only is it that you're just getting more characters and whatnot, but there are all these things, like tons of them in the game that are all little advantages, more ammo, more shields, more, it's basically the people who are paying money are going to go through the game almost invincible and just, it wouldn't even be fun for the other player. You know, it's like,
you've played this?
Yeah, I played this.
Okay.
I've got it on the Xbox One. I downloaded the demo.
Got it.
And it's a really full-fledged demo too.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty incredible, but I could see how people would be very, very upset.
So they gave the feedback, EA saying they're going to stop the transactions.
No, they have stopped immediately.
The other thing I heard about this is that the statement that they made, and maybe this article doesn't have whatever their full press release was, but the statement that I'd heard, again, this is just hearsay, is that EA said they're going to stop it for now.
Right.
So the idea being that they'll bring it back later on after, everybody settles down.
Right.
So I don't know if that's true, but that's what I've heard.
Well, also what's interesting, too, about this is that the whole thing with the Belgian authorities,
So, oh, they're claiming it's gambling?
Right. Well, here's the reason why.
Loot boxes, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about that here in a moment. This is something that I think has also been very controversial.
Mm-hmm.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He is not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite,
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us right here. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. great gift for this holiday season that everybody's going to love is Omaha Steaks. You go to omahasteaks.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, up in the search bar, and you'll get 75% off the family gift pack, which I'll tell you more about here in moments. We've had these delivered to the Free Talk Live studios and have enjoyed them immensely. The quality is fantastic. It's the most flavorful, tender, aged beef, and it's aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts, then hand-trimmed and vacuum-sealed and sent to you in a package full of dry ice, so it is cold when it gets to you. The most flavorful, tender aged beef. And they also have got seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, veggies, desserts, appetizers, pasta, soup, seasoning, sauces, and so much more. You can get it all over at omahasteaks.com. But check out the family gift pack, and here's how you can get that for less than $50 by using code FTL in the search bar. You get these items all in one: 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, the Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and you'll get 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free. It is a bunch of food and less than $50 for you when you use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at the search bar at omahasteaks.com. It is a gift guaranteed to be a hit, and you definitely still have time to get your order in before the holidays, but you probably should hurry on that. Once again, omahasteaks.com with code FTL. Just put that up in the search bar to get the deal. As we continue here, your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. We've been talking about some of the controversies in the video game world, and Johnson, what has, I guess, made headlines now is Star Wars Battlefront 2 is, I guess, about to come out or has come out or is coming out this. It's coming out sometime around now, but there's been a preview kind of beta going on where people can get free hours to play the game online on, like, you know, the online platforms like PlayStation 4 and Xbox, whatever it is.
Sure.
And then there's also Steam, of course, mm-hmm. which no longer accepts Bitcoin, by the way. That was in the news recently. But this is about...
How could they with the fees?
I know. They had to stop. The customers were complaining. So what people are upset about is the pay to win, not just pay to play, but you paid for the game once, you pay $60 for this game, and then when you get into the game, you find out, oh, gee, I thought I could, you know, be Darth Vader or Luke Skywalker. No, turns out you've got to grind your way.
Yeah. No, it's not even that simple. It's actually even worse than that.
Really?
Yeah, EA can't just leave it with you pay to win, and you know they're you know asking you for more money beyond the game. That would be too simple. No, they need to ask you to pay to maybe you get things that'll help you win the game. Maybe.
What?
Yeah. So I guess they say here that previously they tried to make the fans just kind of go away a little bit by they tried to reduce the cost of unlocking the hero characters by 75%, and it didn't work. That didn't make the fans go away because of this other practice that they're doing. They said that they're going to bring back these in-game purchases, and what they're doing is that the Belgian Commission Gaming Commission is investigating how players in Battlefront 2 and similar games are rewarded by unlocking loot boxes.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that players pay real money to unlock a virtual loot box without knowing what kind of reward is inside. They also don't know how many loot boxes they might need in order to unlock in order to finish the game. Again, so that
you have
2000...
to do this to finish the game?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess there are ways. I mean, there's multiplayer, but there's also
the single player
campaign. Yeah, there's a single player campaign. But the other thing there is that, you know, that $2,000 number that we brought up earlier, it's a maybe.
It Which you'd have to pay $2,000 more. At least to get all the stuff in the game.
I think it could be potentially much. That's like the minimum you have to pay.
Okay.
Peter Nick Sens, the general director of the Belgian Gaming Commission, says that the regulator is examining whether the rewards are allocated by chance and whether this might constitute a form of gambling. In Belgium, companies involved in gambling are required to have a license.
Mm-hmm.
Minors and people with gambling addiction problems are not allowed to play. Electronic Arts has dismissed the idea that the games fall in that category, saying that the mechanic of Star Wars and Battlefront The mechanics of Star Wars Battlefront 2 are not gambling. A player's ability to succeed in the game is not dependent on purchasing loot boxes, it said in a statement. Players can also earn loot boxes through playing the game and not spending any money at all. Disney's Star Wars owner Disney did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
I tend to agree that this probably doesn't qualify as gambling because you can't really lose, right? You're buying a digital product. In this case, the digital product is, we don't know. We're going to give you something. You're going to get, you know, three things out of this, and we're not going to tell you what they're going to be. It's a grab bag, basically. Right. You're going to get some random thing. But you're going to get some sort of thing, whereas when you're gambling, you have the potential of losing your entire bet.
Correct? Well, actually, there's a game that works exactly like gambling and just like what you're saying, where you go in and you can pay for like a yellow card or a yellow ticket, a green ticket, or a red ticket, and whichever one you get tells you if you raises your chances of getting like a super awesome item. Mm-hmm. But 9 times out of 10, it's like a wooden stick.
Okay.
You know?
Right? Don't you pay a quarter and you can possibly get a cherry, a lemon, or a bar, or a cherry? I mean, isn't that exactly how a slot machine works?
Well, but if you put 50 cents in, you double your chances, and if you put 75 cents in, you triple your chances.
But you don't actually keep the cherry. In the case in the game, you would get whatever useless item they end up giving you.
It's not gambling because no matter what, you get something.
Okay. Right. It's kind of the equivalent of, like, you know, if you're at the arcade. I know kids today don't know what that is. But if you're at the arcade, you remember they had the old toys, like the cheap toys that you... Every time you play these games, you'd get some kind of tickets, right? Like, you know, the old skee ball, right? Like, you're going to get some ticket out of that, and then you can take that over and get some crappy toy out of it. I mean, it's not the best experience in the world, but it's not exactly gambling because you don't lose it all in that particular case. But nonetheless, it's just a bunch of bluster from the Belgian authorities in this particular case. They're just trying to make political hay out of this. I think that the gamers are rightfully upset about this particular policy. I mean, I find it offensive generally to have these pay-for-play or pay-to-win policies in games. But the other thing that one of the other, I guess, tendencies that we've seen in games these days, or at least I've observed other people playing in these games, is they don't have game servers anymore that you can run yourself.
Oh, yeah.
In a lot of these games, it's like, if you want to play, you just say, I want to play this game. And then the system will find the other players, and they'll, like, create a game on their servers for you to go and play. And I understand probably the rationale behind that, in that, you know, the average player, maybe they just want to jump into a game real fast, and they don't want to have to look at a list of games and choose one. But, you know, back in my day, as a gamer, you would actually see a list of the different games, and you could rank them by the ping time, which is, like, how fast the server was compared to where you were, and, like, the type of game that was being played and the number of players in that game. They don't have that at all in games like Battlefront 2. You just take what they give you. I've heard that there are still some games that have that.
Happy Wars, and there's a dungeon battle game that I like to play a lot.
You can pick the server? Okay, I'm glad they haven't gotten rid of that entirely.
Well, they pick the server, but you can create your own game.
Your own room.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. There's more coming up here in moments. Toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. As the Star Wars movie is getting closer to release, fans of the game, Star Wars Battlefront 2, are up in arms on the internet. They are complaining to Electronic Arts, the game's publisher, about a pay-to-win feature, if you will, where you have to pay if you want to bypass the thousands of hours or whatever that would be required for you to play to actually get the characters unlocked that you want to unlock. You know, you want to get access to Luke Skywalker? Well, you don't just get that right out the gate. You've got to earn it by grinding your way through the game or just ponying up some cash. And, Johnson, you said the estimate, somebody estimated how much money it would take to get all the unlocks, to get all the, you know, the characters and everything, and that they estimated it would be more than $2,000 to do that. And now you've been talking about the other aspect of the game, which are these loot crates, virtual loot crates, which apparently you can purchase in the hopes that you're going to get some sort of an item that's going to be useful to you, but you may or may not. And that has caused some controversy as well.
It may turn out to be like minimum health reduction or something like that.
But it gives you back 5 health.
It's not gambling. You know, if you think about like games like Hearthstone or Magic the Gathering or some of these online card games, the collectible card games that they do. Johnny Ray is a huge fan of Hearthstone, our Sunday night co-host. And he buys these expansion packs for the game. I think you have to buy them. Anyway, he gets the expansion packs. I've never actually played it. But they're... You know, in these games, you can buy these packs of cards in the game. Just sort of like when Magic the Gathering was big in real life, you'd buy a pack of cards. You don't know what the hell's in there.
You can do exactly the same thing with Magic the Gathering still in the virtual world. In the virtual world, I've got 3 games on my Xbox that you can buy expansion card packs just like that.
And it's a random crapshoot. You have no idea. And sometimes you'll get the same cards you got last time, you know, or you'll get a bunch of the cards that you got the last time you got a pack.
A pack full of land.
You know? They will guarantee you things. Things like that it will have at least one rare card or something like that.
One artifact.
They'll say that. They'll say on the outside, you're going to get at least one of these things. So that way, again, it's very attractive. The idea of collecting all the cards, of course, attracts people, and they want to spend more and more and more.
That ends up being like a Ghibli puff or an antique tricycle or something, you know? Like
the cards?
The guaranteed one special artifact, and it's like Jigglypuff.
Yeah,
it's like... does 0.01 damage or something.
And, of course, these are games that historically you've had to do pay to win, right? I mean, because if you're up against somebody, if you're playing Magic the Gathering or one of these other card games, and you're up against somebody who had $1,000 they sunk into all these booster packs, then, I mean, you could still beat them, in theory. But if they've got some badass cards that they've gotten in that are real hard to defeat, that's going to make it a lot more of a difficult game just because they had more money than you. And that's frustrating.
Real world or digital world, whether it was Pokemon or like Magic the Gathering, like, yep. like you and I used to play, if you had a guy who was either really, really lucky or had money... Like you said, it was really hard to beat somebody who could put together, who could pay to put together a deck, who could go to a dealer and get what aren't, not booster packs, but like where people had already opened packs and gotten these really amazing cards out and sold them. Because like you could buy these really killer cards.
You could just pick
the cards that you wanted if you were willing to pay the money.
Yeah.
And for $4,000 or $5,000, you could put together a deck that could almost never be beaten with cards in it that they won't even allow in tournaments.
And that's not as fun, right?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
part of the fun. And so I guess that's why they had these, in those games, they have these sealed deck games, right, where...
Which are a lot of fun.
Which, what you'll do in that case is the players will get a completely sealed deck. They'll open the deck right there and then play with whatever's in that deck. That way, it's a fair game because then you know that, you know, the odds are exactly the same, and then it's just the skill and the luck of the draw in that particular case. The other thing with games like that is that, there's also, over the years, they design new kind of gaming aspects in these card games. So, like, somebody who has got an old collection who comes in against a new player, there's all these new rules that they've made up between the beginning of the game and 10 years later. And the person who's been playing for the whole 10 years, they've got all those cards with all those new rules that could, like, crush the old deck. So even if you paid $1,000 for cards back in the old days... You might have a tough time going up against somebody who's new with all the newer cards. So there's sort of like a keeping up with the Joneses aspect as well, where if you're really into the game, you have to keep buying in over
the
years.
It's like computers, you know, like as soon as you get the newest deck and the newest this and get completely read up on the newest
moves. It gets one-upped.
Yeah, they've already released 2 new ones.
Right.
What do you mean one? Sometimes
so,
3.
I mean, that can be frustrating, you know, for those of us who... We don't have, I mean, we're busy. We're professionals. We've got a lot going on. We don't have time to spend, most of us don't have, you know, 5 hours a day to spend gaming like your average teenage boy does or something like that.
I do too,
but I don't miss it enough to actually make the time.
No.
To do it, you know? It's like, it's fun still, but it feels so hollow these days, and I don't think that has anything to do with games being worse or anything like that. They're better looking now than they've ever been, but it's like, oh, I beat this game. Okay. Well, Congratulations.
Yeah.
You know, I just have I have more fun playing with my dog.
The last game I really enjoyed, really enjoyed, was Grand Theft Auto V.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah, I agree with you there. I agree with you. But you know, and again, there's the kind of people who want to get like the completionists, as they call them today, mm-hmm. who in games like that, there'll be like a percentage of how complete the game is. You have to play like every in-game sub-game and like do every subplot and
I
all
like
that
those types of games.
Do you try to get 100%?
I'll normally not get there, but I'll get really far.
Yeah, I did actually beat Grand Theft Auto V, so I played through that game. So every now and then, there'll be a game that I'm like, I play through it.
Really quickly, in every Assassin's... I play the Assassin's... I'm wearing an Assassin's Creed shirt right now. I play the Assassin's Creed games a lot, and really quickly in all of those games, I end up getting like things where they're like, you're in the top 1%.
Of all players?
Yeah, of all the players around the world. So, you know, yeah, I get things like that. You know, like, you're the something pirate or whatever, because I found that their combat system is broken.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you have quick enough reaction time, like, you're invincible.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're fixed. There's supposed to be a different one in the most recent Egyptian-based game where it's different. But in all the past games, if you knew what was coming, they gave you a slight warning, and if you could react in time to the warning... You could block everything, so your character is just invincible.
Right.
No matter what weapon you had. Like, it would be a little easier or harder, depending on what, you know, weapons and armor you have on, but generally... You could be invincible with even the worst of gear in that game.
I actually got bored of one of those games, and I really liked the game. It was the one that with the pirates. I think that's the fourth one.
Oh, wow.
In that game. I love
one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, I love pirate games, but I put it down for a couple of years just because I got distracted with it. And I tried picking it up again recently, and it's just like, I don't know. I don't really want to finish it.
Did you see the economy, like with the boats? Like, there's all the stuff that you can do.
Yeah, I maxed out my boat early.
Like the fleet. Where you have
The fleets running around and like doing deals and everything like that. You know, they're going to different islands and like selling crap, and so like maxed out the fleet and maxed out the boat. And I just felt like I'd done everything there was to do, and then I was just watching the plot at this point, and it wasn't even that. They like found some crazy skull that like you can explain what
I
it
feel
was.
Like, but you were very close to the end of the game.
I feel like I am close to the end of the game, but the percentage complete only shows like 55%. But I bet you can complete the game at like 60 or 65. Or something.
Maybe, that sounds probably about right.
I don't know. I might try to power through
my
it.
My goal in that game originally wasn't even the main goal of the game. I just wanted to get that Mayan armor.
Okay.
Special armor in the game that I'm like, I don't care about any of the other stuff.
Now
I
you
just
got
want
it.
That.
And you got
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
The toll free number here is 855.
I beat that game multiple times.
450 free like freedom. I almost never come back to games after
I beat
it
on PlayStation and Xbox One.
Wow. That's dedication. You must have really enjoyed it. It was a great game. I mean, as far as like a pirate experience.
Chilling tax collectors.
We're coming up. Free time.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquor Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you can join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people like you manage your own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. Dan Johnson and Will in the studio here tonight. We've been talking about the video gaming world here. What sparked the conversation was the Battlefront 2, which is the Star Wars game that either has just come out or is close to coming out. And some of the controversy over the pay-to-play or pay-to-win features in the game that now EA is saying they are putting those features on hold. And, of course, some people would not call them features. They would call it insulting and broken and awful, because the idea being that you pay for the game full price, and then you got to pay if you want to unlock characters, if you don't want to actually grind for hundreds or thousands of hours of in-game play in order to earn the in-game point system to actually unlock the characters through sort of the merit of playing the game. And that was some of the frustration, and now they're saying they're gonna not be doing that.
I don't see
the question is for how long.
I don't see why they're so mad about it, though. Because
for the gamers?
Yeah, because it's something that's been going on in gaming forever, this whole thing like they did.
But has it always happened in the AAA big titles like
this? Yes, it just happened in Skyrim.
Really?
Yeah, Skyrim. I mean, if you want,
I had that game. I don't remember it in Skyrim.
In Skyrim, if you wanted to get like the Wizard's Castle up front instead of having to earn it, then you could buy it. There were certain armors, like the Dragonbone armor, which is like you have to be all the way at the end to be able to get. The Dragonbone armor, you could buy that. You could
with
purchase
real
it.
Money?
Yeah, you could go on Xbox Live and purchase it at Xbox Live.
Maybe they didn't have that in the PC version, because I don't remember that at all. And Skyrim's kind of an old game at this point. Didn't that come out in, like, 2011?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, this has been going on forever. Why are they mad about it now? Who cares?
10 cents a piece.
Bitcoin?
So you could be buying Dragonbone armor or Bitcoin at 10 cents
a piece. In 2011.
Yeah.
Let's go to your call.
If I'd have been smart, I'd have been buying the Bitcoin at 10 cents a piece.
Your thoughts. Let's go to unscreen caller on the amp lines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to call about the murder of Daniel Shaver in Mesa, Arizona. It happened a few years back, and the murderer, in this case, was acquitted just recently.
That's right. Yeah, we talked a lot about this. I think it was on the Saturday night episode. We actually played the audio from the scene. Absolutely horrifying story where a man, you mentioned his name, Daniel Shaver, was in his hotel room with a couple of associates that he'd met at the hotel, was showing them his pellet gun that was what he used for varmint extermination. And somebody outside saw him showing the gun off. They said that he was pointing the gun at the traffic on the highway and called had the front desk call the police or something like that. Somebody called the cops. Cops showed up and shot this man dead in the hallway after he was obviously a little inebriated and didn't do exactly what the cops demanded that he do. And they were demanding some really ridiculous things that would have been confusing to someone who was stone cold sober in that hallway.
No, he wanted the guy. He wanted to kill that guy.
He absolutely wanted to.
It was very, very clear that he was just trying to do things specifically so that he could shoot that
guy. He was totally playing Simon Says with a drunk man, basically. Yeah,
to be clear, though, the guy issuing the commands was the officer in charge, not the guy who shot. So there were six cops in that hallway, and any one of those cops could have walked over there and cuffed that man rather than having him, okay, put your legs behind you and make sure you cross the left leg over the right leg, and then lift yourself up to a kneeling position, put your arms up in the air, put your arms straight up in the air now, crawl towards me.
You said, if you do that again,
around.
I'm going to shoot you, is not the guy who shot him?
That's correct.
Wow, that's does right. not seem, that's not
it
very
It didn't seem that way
video.
Based on the video. Yeah, but that's the story. The guy issuing the commands ended up retiring and moving to the Philippines. So he's not even around anymore to face a trial. Hey, go ahead with your thoughts there, caller.
But you nailed it. I wanted to point out that he had fled to the Philippines miraculously after probably retiring. Yep. But I wanted to also point out that the murder weapon, I'm not sure how much everyone might be familiar with it, but the murder weapon, an AR-15 in this case, had two words inscribed on it. One, I can't say on the radio, so I'll just say it was your F'd.
Right.
And I want to point out that is on a peace officer's weapon.
Yeah.
It's just very confusing to me. A peace officer was murdered, participated in a murder, and
peace officers don't exist anymore. Peace officers, that's an old concept. That died out in our parents' generation. When we were kids.
Well, I'm just telling you what I'm told in government schools, and that's what they tell me to call them and to believe. And you're absolutely right. I couldn't agree more. I just want to remind, people that this is happening, and we have evidence of it happening right in front of us. Daniel Shaver, not of any fault of his own, left two children behind, young children, and I think it's important that people, remember that these things are going on. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for pointing that out about the cop that was barking the commands at this guy. But the idea being that barking all those commands is somehow what? That's what they're trained to do? To issue all these ridiculous, confusing commands? Because they were drunk, but if I were sober, I would be confused by these commands.
If you don't rub your belly and pat your head at the same time, we will shoot you dead right now.
Now, that didn't happen, but they did tell...
No, that's basically what happened.
Well, what they actually asked them to do was absolutely ridiculous. What they told this guy to do was to put his arms straight up in the air and then to crawl towards them.
While lying on the ground, face
down. No, he was kneeling.
Right.
And they said, you've got to put your arms straight up in the air. Do not put your arms down, no matter what you do. If you have to fall forward, you need to fall on your face because you keep your arms straight up in the air. And then they tell them to crawl towards them.
Right.
How do you crawl with your arms up in the air? That is not possible.
And they also said, if you put your arms down, we'll shoot you.
That's right.
Exactly.
Crawl on your hands and knees with your arms in the air, or we will shoot you.
They just said crawl towards us.
Well, that's what crawling is.
Right. It's always, in my experience, has been on both.
Pick your knees up and use your face as a shovel and run your face across the carpet for our enjoyment.
That would have been the way he would have, if he was to actually follow their command, that would have been
the way. Rub your face on the floor like a dog.
You can't put your face to the ground with your arms in the air. It's not possible.
It's not possible.
So what they were saying was, we are now going to shoot you. We are giving you two completely conflicting commands. We are going to shoot you now.
You cannot do what we're telling you to do, is what that was.
Rub your face on the floor like a dog.
Basically, they were saying, obey our commands so that we can kill you now, is what they said. And they were acquitted.
Yep. And that's right. That's right. The jury found him not guilty. Right. So that's not.
Well, see,
that's 12 very stupid people. That some very annoying lawyers that probably should.
A lot of times it has to do with the judges. The judges will give like these crazy instructions to the juries in these cases.
Right.
Like the what was that poor guy's name? The mentally retarded guy that he was like a 7-year-old, and they beat him. The cops beat him to death as he screamed for his mother and father in the street, and the judge basically was like, "Okay, you need to make the decision on this case, seeing what they did as a reasonable use of force, that they should reasonably, when they got hired as cops, they could reasonably have thought that they were going to beat a mentally handicapped homeless man to death in the street as he screamed and cried for help. That was something they should have reasonably thought when they got hired was something that they would do. And that's what the judge told the jury before they went into deliberations.
In this case, the judge actually prevented the jury from finding out about the inscription on the gun. So the gun that is emblazoned with "you're effed" on the side of the gun.
I thought they didn't allow the video to be seen either.
That may be the case, too. I'm not sure about that. But I know they did not let the jury see that. And the claim was that it's prejudicial. Yeah. It shows that this cop is prejudiced against the people that he's supposed to be serving. I mean, that is such evidence that you're dealing with a psychopath that is obviously not there as a peace officer. Obviously not there to de-escalate a situation. Somebody who would write "you're effed," have that engraved on the side of their firearm, and call themselves a peace officer is absolutely insulting. And again, the judge didn't let the jury see that. Not that it would have probably made a difference, but it could have helped. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. So many of these cop-worshipping juries, 855-450-3733. It's like they can do no wrong. It doesn't matter how outrageous. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA-PAC technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon, or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.